Bubba Watson here, officially sunny on Super Bowl Monday morning, and we have a very special guest today, Mr. Hungbowski.
What up, baby?
Hungbowski. So special. Such a special day to have him on. You know, I feel like...
Dude, so good to be back, bro.
Yeah, it's been a while. Back. It's probably been, almost two years.
Yeah.
Your last appearance was on the Group Chat Golf Podcast.
It
correct?
Was.
Wow.
100%. Yeah.
Completely different pod.
It was. Back in the old day when we tried to make it golf for a full hour. That was tough.
Right. Right.
Only so many things you could talk about. We ran out. That's why we had to stop it. That's why we had to take a. We ran out of things to talk about.
Take a new creative direction. You
exactly.
know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Fun day, so though, for a pod, because
dude.
Not only did we have the Super Bowl this weekend, which was fucking awesome, we also had the most fun golf tournament of the year, and it just produced day after day, content-wise. Everybody was into it. I think the only time I gained more followers in the year, and this year, I don't know if it'll get beat, the Masters. I think that's saying something.
Honestly... The two biggest tournaments are probably that people care about the most. I mean, there's US Open, Masters, obviously, but like in terms of a non-major, this is the biggest non-major, I feel like.
Oh, for
sure. Yeah, it's like Ryder Cup vibes, but just all day. And nobody cares about the actual play. Like, who even won? I don't know.
I don't even know. I was just watching all the highlights.
Scotty Scheffler and Patrick Cantlay, two dudes who I absolutely love. I think they went to a playoff.
Yeah, they did. And I saw that Lee from Colorado Golf Blog saying total miss by not doing the playoff on the 16th.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. Yeah, that is true.
They just go down 18. Yeah.
Put that in the rules, baby.
Let me ask you guys this, because this is a conversation I heard boomers having. You know, obviously, whenever this event happens, everyone gets like super hyped for it, and the pictures of the beer cans all over after that ace or whatever. And so they were the boomers, idiots, were talking like, you know, the classic, like, how does this grow the game? How is this good for golf again? And then that kind of divulged into whether or not this type of scene week in and week out would be like good. Now, I love this scene. I love the hype that the Waste Management brings. But do you guys think that if golf was like this every week, would it kind of lose its luster, or would it just be dope all the time?
I think if golf was like this every week, it wouldn't be this crazy. Like, if this was how golf tournaments were, not everybody would just be trying to fly out to the Waste Management in Scottsdale. And it wouldn't be, you know, quite as... Right. That might be the one where people are throwing beer cans on the... But... If golf was like that all the time with stadiums on a couple of like stadium seating on a couple of holes like that, I think it would calm down a little bit and it'd be the best game in the world.
Yeah, I think obviously this tournament would lose some luster, but I mean, like, would it be as fun watching that happen every time at every golf event?
Absolutely.
See, I think so too.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's the coolest fucking thing that I think happened to golf. It's just a time for the players to connect with the fans, and they go out there and they feel like rock stars. And, you know, they might feel like that just on the course, you know, in front of people walking and following them, but just that kind of vibe and that energy, you could just tell, like, those dudes are stoked to be there. They all are excited to come to that hole and put on a performance and do something sick for the fans. But if you had that at every tournament, like, you're not obviously going to get your Waste Management like crew out to, you know, just random the Amex or something like that, you know, like maybe, but I think that having it at Waste, it's just kind of like a place where they're like, all right, here it's acceptable because it's the one. But if it was like everywhere, I feel like the old golf heads would get tired and be all bitchy about it. Like, I have a friend that works at a country club and was like, that when I posted that thing, it's like, how does this grow the game? And then that dude just roasts him, you know, about, you know, all the standards of golf
and
the stuffiness. Very cool. I love that. And then my country club homie hits me up. He's like, dude, it's just like so disrespectful to throw the cans on the green. And it's so disrespectful for the other player. I had to wait 15 minutes to hit his shot. And I get that too, but it's the fucking Waste Management, bro. Like, you got to expect that.
And it's better than waiting for somebody to look at a putt and walk it off 10 times. And I'd rather wait for him to clean beers off the green than wait for Bryson DeChambeau to hit a 5-footer. You know, they're waiting 15 minutes anyway.
Yeah. But I told him, I'm like, what difference does it make if you're a fucking tournament pro? You got to overcome the adversity. You got to stay mentally strong to get through that situation. And he's like, you know, but, dude, what a cool scene.
You kind of like it being a one-off.
I do, but I don't think it should be everywhere, but maybe there should be tournaments that are known as, like, you know, party tournaments. Like, we got the four majors. What if we had, like, the four party tours and then all the rest of the ones that were just mids?
That's right, not a bad idea.
That level of hype, like, you only really get it at the Ryder Cup and the Waste Management, right? Mm-hmm. And Ryder Cup's not yearly, so it's kind of few and far between. I love it. I don't know. I mean, maybe there is some truth to that, that, like, if everywhere you went, they were just hurling beer cans all over the place, it would get old after a while. I don't know, but I just love that vibe. I mean, I can't get enough.
It's fun to listen to the Scottsdale people, too. They take so much pride in this weekend. It's like, I need to understand how hard Scottsdale goes, because everybody I talked to that was there, they're like, oh, it's a complete shit show. Like, it's just a mess, the whole city. Dude, like, I can't imagine how crazy it gets out there.
With, like, literally pictures of guys passed out in the grass.
Yeah, and just and that's during the day. Imagine the nights, man. Like, imagine the places in this city after this golf tournament, and the people that are there maybe only going to a few days. Like, it's got to just be insane. Scottsdale must not give a fuck.
I have a bunch of homies that were there, and I was kind of just not watching the tournament because I was working. So I was like, dude, this sucks. I had major FOMO. But next year we should fucking definitely get out there.
Yeah, I think everybody should just go.
I got to see that myself.
I think everybody needs to go. I like the idea of having four party majors. Or now, even if somebody other than the PGA Tour said, we're going to have four tournaments a year. Anybody can complain them. They have to be professionals, obviously, and we're just going to. Then we're going to make it up like stadium seating.
Now, when we go, are we getting there at the crack of dawn? Do you only get there one day to try to get on 16, or do you try to get on 16 every time?
How many days are we going?
Well, that's a good question. It's a good question. I assumed all four.
Yeah. If it's all four, then I think I would do like two and two. I think the last day I probably wouldn't want to be on 16. And normally it does calm down a little bit in the end, but not this year. This year 16 just went all in the whole time. But I think Thursday, first thing I would do is Thursday morning, we're getting there at the crack. Well, I'm the first in line.
First day.
And I'm training months in advance running because I know as of right now, there's no way I'm making it. I've been sitting down for 3 months.
We need to do some 5K training. For anybody who doesn't know, there's like a big corralling section where everybody lines up and then they start cheering and get wasted. I mean, they get pretty drunk in that little garage or whatever they're in there. It's and like then they open the like gates. Does anyone know how far you have to run?
At least 6.9 miles.
Wow, dude. No, we're going to have to train.
No, three holes.
I honestly don't know.
You figure it's three holes, you know? You got to run three holes out, which is pretty long at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
dude, what we should do is we should have like a finish line banner, like right before the 16th hole, and they should just let us stand out there with that so some guy could be the first one running through the thing and winning the race.
What we should do is sponsor that race.
We absolutely all right, big things moving already.
Yep, we will be there. We'll be there next year with the finish line, and the first one out there will get something really good.
People out there should get to join the box seats with us.
Definitely. And maybe we'll give us some Cheddar tokens.
Throw them some Chad, baby.
Yeah. But I think, if we could definitely think of a good prize for that, but that's about the best idea I've ever came up with, I think.
I think
and it all stemmed from one of your ideas with the finish line, but we should be the ones that are holding the finish line.
I think it's a collaborative effort on this one.
It always is. Teamwork makes the dream work.
It'd be fun to make him do like the, sack race or the human wheelbarrow race where you have to hold your buddy's legs and then they
run
on their
hands. That'd be a long one. That's a lot of upper body strength.
Wasted at 4:30 in the morning.
Dude, could you imagine crying. The pregame for what these dudes must have been doing to show up and be blacked out by like nine? Like, yeah, they must have been going hard in the morning.
Do you stay up all night and do drugs, or do you wake up early? Like, what's the even the play there?
I think you, I mean, oh, dude, that's
how do
so
you do
tough.
That?
First day, if you're going Thursday morning, I think you have to just show up early. Get a
good night's
sleep.
Yeah.
Get a coffee. And then right when you get to the lot or whatever, you got to switch over to beers. I mean, that's just going to be an incredibly long day.
And you have to drink beers, right? You can't just be drinking hard liquor at this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd
be good, but that'd be done by 8 a.m.
Bring some fireball nips or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a good spot for some fireball in the 80 degree, you know, just surrounded by people. And
yeah.
Dude, lots of sweaty dudes there for sure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's so funny that every year one video comes out of somebody doing such a hard lean, like walking away. I love that lean. It's so good.
Oh my God. I posted that video. I was like, athletes on and off the course of that dude just fucking whimsically just rolling through life right there.
You have to be so fucked up to get the lean going that hard.
I
don't think all people even
the,
have it in them.
Dude, that would be like a one wobble and then face plant for a lot of people. But dude's an athlete. He just kept it. He was dancing with a ghost, baby. Mm. And he definitely on the phone probably with his wife was like, I'm not even that drunk, like, yeah. I'm good.
And she's literally holding him up like
just wobbling around on the phone.
God. get off me.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm but, surprised it pissed as many people off as it did. I guess I was wondering after I saw the PGA Tour post the second hole in one, as I was watching it, I was saying to myself, is it going to be beer cans again, or was that a one-time thing? And then immediately it was like, yeah. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I kept looking back on Instagram, hoping for another one.
Oh yeah. Honestly, I feel like even the elitist crowd can get down with that. Cause they know it's like, this is the one time I get to wild out like this. So
mm-hmm. Even the guys on the course with like the guys working,
throw it like,
The guys working the course, the security guards, like you see all them in the videos taking out their phones and like, you know, taking cover, obviously, because there's probably full beers going.
Do they use leaf blowers to clear it off? How do they?
I think
clear
it was like 100 guys with trash bags.
Oh, they just go out and pick each one up and throw.
There
it
were
in the
guys
bag.
With yellow right. trash bags.
You gotta improve
yeah,
that. System,
and they were yeah. You know what they need, one of those things on like on driving ranges when there's a green, there's that white tube thing. Then you push it around
or just lets the balls
roll. They need to get one of those rake. Going. And probably a couple of guys with divot tools, because you figure if somebody throws a full beer on a green, you have to fix a ball mark.
Heard a lot of boomers complaining about that. It's like, you know, I appreciate the high energy and guys liking to watch people play golf. But man, when you're throwing beer cans out there and putting dents in the green, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's respecting the course. I like it. It's similar to the hat trick in hockey.
Yeah,
I was those guys complaining thing. About throwing hats out there.
That was my first ice? Thought when I saw people complaining about it.
Where's the respect well, the ice crowd? Or is well, it because hats are? No, is it because well, that, it's beer? Hats,
you know, it's just because hats aren't going to damage the ice, but a beer can fuck the green up for sure.
You know what we should do? We should make it like a collective thing, since that's the thing now, and just show the respect that golfers have by saying nobody throw one to the green. Everybody keep Dude. Them short of the green.
Yeah, tell
like, imagine how sick it would be. Imagine how sick it would be if you see all the beers going and just not one hits the green, and one hits the green and everyone's like, boo. You know,
and you got
so
like
sick.
You got like Dylan and Tanner out there, like, right. I threw my fucking full fucking White Claw into the green at waist, bro.
Yeah, try it's explaining so that. Try explaining that policy to Theta Delta Chi and see how far you get there, you know.
Oh man, yeah. How many Try people do they have on that hole? What's the number?
I gotta Let's see.
Like 420,000.
Could it be that high?
No, probably like 7,500.
I'm seeing 17,000.
Oh, no way. Wow. That's a fuckload of people.
Yeah.
On 16 or at the whole tournament?
Par 3, 16th hole is known as the loudest hole in golf, with grandstands circling the hole that fit up to 17,000 fans.
Damn.
Dude, imagine showing up at 4:30 in the morning or whatever time it is, getting wasted, and then being the 17,000th and one person to show up there and getting the cutoff. Dude.
See, that's why I don't think I'll have a problem getting there. If they're fitting 17,000, I think I can beat some people out.
Yeah, yeah, you'd hope so. You'd hope so. Hope
for sure.
I don't know that I have that confidence.
Yeah, but we'll have to put Chubb in the wagon and run his ass over there.
But you figure if you get there early enough, even if you jog, if you're one of those first, if you're in the beginning of that line, you got to be able to make it. I mean, think of all the women you see out there, and
maybe
like,
it's all
no
maybe,
offense, but
just fucking hype. Maybe it's all through the gates and running their ass off, dude.
Happy but Valentine's maybe Day to all the ladies out there.
I don't know if I recover from the run.
Yeah, that's actually
the
true.
The entire rest of the day. I don't think I get my breath back
really,
until we leave.
If I did that run right now, I would pull a muscle. There's a 100% chance that I would.
With a couple shots in you, just so lightheaded by the time you get there?
Probably just a ripped hamstring, severed. Just like rolled up into my thigh.
There's got to be... There's got to be a ton of dudes just fucking throwing up on the way too, you know?
Oh yeah.
Definitely. That's amazing. Oh God. I just need to see it.
Dude, it's just like
holding that finish line. So
yeah, it's like a scene from a war movie or something. Like one of your bros goes down. It's like, oh fuck, dude. Sorry. I'll see you at the end of the day, I guess.
Yeah. You got to leave them. You got to leave them. And think of how hard it is to keep track of your phone on the 17th. Like, who's pulling out their phone to like text their buddy? You know, like you got somebody asking where you are and I'm drunk. There's no way I'm getting to that person.
They know where the seventh or, you know, the hole is.
Yeah.
You know, they know how to get there. They'll get there. And if they're not, then you'll find them passed out on the grass somewhere. It'd be all right.
I love, and I hope it doesn't change that way. I hope there's not a day that comes where people are, where they're like, you have to pay to get on the 17th, like a special ticket.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens. How much does it cost to go to the waste management? Probably not. I mean, half those people probably get free tickets anyway.
I think it said $500 to $1,500 for tickets.
Damn.
But probably $1,500 might be the whole weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. That's crazy. I mean, I was hoping like, you know, 50.
$50, bro. Yeah. 50 ain't even buying you a video game, bruh.
That's true, man.
Yeah, dude, this says it's the highest attended event on the PGA Tour. Their record is 719,000
for the weekend
2018, bro? And 216,000 for Saturday.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God.
That's nuts.
That's a lot of folks.
That's way more. How many people go to like a football game?
I mean, how
the Super Bowl?
How less than
those
that,
are like fit? Yeah, 50. 40 to 50. I think. Yeah.
And isn't it hilarious, bro? That the PGA is like, damn, our sickest event is the one with the least amount of like, you know, people caring about
the golf
being elitist about golf.
Least amount of boomers.
Isn't that a funny stat for them.
It's crazy they're that like, they look at that and they don't say, "Let's try to
like,
add
damn,
something.
Let's do that more." You
yeah,
know?
Right, fucking, right.
We should do more like this to get people to give a fuck about this.
It's amazing. I saw the picture of like 1995 to now, or like 99. No stadium seating, just a desert out there. Maybe a couple hundred people watching. And now
it looks
just
like
turned
a,
into.
And a young Eldrick Woods, baby.
Yeah.
Looks like a sandbox back in the day.
Didn't Tiger have a hole in one on that hole too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be the
dude.
I mean,
iconically, I was watching that as a little kid on my grandma's TV in her house that was like the TV that was built into the wooden furniture thing that was super popular in I don't know what generation.
Yep.
But I remember watching it on that TV. And when Tiger Woods obviously was Tiger Woods and he hit that hole in one, I was like, what the fuck? That was sick. And that was like one of the first moments. That I was a little kid, obviously, that got me kind of like, damn, golf's cool, dude. That was sick. And it's crazy now that that's the hole that makes kind of golf sick.
Wow. That's a nice little story.
Is that the hole that Tiger built?
I think so. And if not, like, it'd be a cooler story if it was. So,
yeah, I think it's got to be.
Let's roll with that. Yeah. Let's not look into it too deep. But dude, yeah, why wouldn't the PGA want to do some more shit like that? They should.
I mean, how do they not have one like that in Vegas?
Right. Oh man, that'd be
how lit. Is there not a big Vegas golf tournament?
Don't I mean they have the Shiners, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, but what's that? You know?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. So that's a good charity. You know,
is that a charity things, scramble?
Is that in
they
Vegas?
Got something else. They got they got something out there.
I mean, they should just have the Vegas Open every year. It should be open to everybody. Yeah. Anybody who qualifies. Anybody. Like the US Open, but the Vegas Open, you know?
Dude, I feel like maybe we should just start a golf league for dudes that could never make the tour, but are good.
Yeah, and that'd be fucking amazing. Yeah. I mean, handicap it or something. There are some tours out there, like some smaller ones that have tournaments, and they're like, but I've watched their stuff before, and they claim to be like, you know, oh, anybody can come play on our tour. And then I see the swings and they're all like guys that are nasty, you know?
Yeah.
That's not as fun as watching the Joe Schmo down the street who's in, you know, a 9 handicap and sometimes shoots 72 and can also shoot 95. But I'd go watch them in Vegas. I said all of the Instagram like accounts should get something going in Vegas. One big one where everybody gets sick together and there's a weekend in Vegas and it's like multiple courses, you play all three or something and then play off. Vegas is just a spot. I've only been once, but I need to go back.
You did pretty good out there.
I did really good out there. Yeah. I didn't pick up a golf club, but I had a great time. I've never went harder than I did the last night in Vegas, to the point that I don't remember the airport, going to the airport or the flight until I woke up like an hour from home.
Damn, that's pretty legendary.
So, like, I woke up on the flight on the way home and I was like, I opened up my Instagram and there was like some, the first story I saw, I clicked it and I turned to my little brother and I'm like, who is this person? Did we meet them out there? And he's like, it's the girl right next to you. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, what? I don't know, dude. The cup, you know, somebody slipped me a couple drugs and that was it for me that night.
Yeah, and that person was you.
Whoops.
Oh man.
So that was a hell of a weekend. I always love when somebody cool like Scottie Scheffler wins the Waste Management. And of course we had Harry Higgs ripping his burgers out there after he finished up or whatever. That one, was amazing.
Yeah, one for the thick boys, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear about Joel Dahman, is it?
Yeah.
I hear his name here and there. I didn't know how cool he was, but it looks like they have quite a nice little relationship.
Yeah. He wears a bucket hat sometimes. Those mm-hmm. mustache. Yeah, he's chill. Pretty cool guy.
He's the are you not entertained guy, right?
From this weekend?
Redmond. No. From back in the day. I think he's cooler than anybody gives him credit. I think a lot of these tour pros are probably a lot cooler than you think. Dude, so the coolest story, you know, Sam Ryder, the first dude that got an ace.
Yep.
We were at the US Open and my homie hits me up. It's like, yo, you want to go to the US Open Friday? I'm like, fucking duh, bro. Let's go. We're there and I'm wearing like, you know, my 6-under shorts, my vintage TaylorMade hat. And my homies are dressed like they're going to the fucking beach. And we just look like a squad, bro. And he comes up. We're on the tee box. We're like, all right, we're just over on this hole that nobody's really on. And Sam Ryder comes up and he's like, hell yeah, boys, this is the squad right here.
Nice.
And we're like, yeah, I just watched him bomb a drive. So he's one of the boys for sure. I'm glad he got the ace. It was kind of cool to see him. You know, I feel like a lot of these pros are probably so much cooler than any of these brands or, you know, Instagram lets him be.
Yeah. And plus, we don't really get to see it if they're not that good, you know?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of guys that aren't, I mean, they're obviously the best players in the world, but, you know, compared to the top guys, there's got to be so many guys in like, you know, 50 to 300 top golfers in the world that are just so regular and cool.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%, dude.
Those are the guys I want to see. There Chubba, should be a tournament exempt to the top 50.
Chubba fact checker. Yes, that indeed was Joel Dahman with the Are You Not Entertained. It was tee shot on a par 3, 186 yarder. Rolled it in for birdie at the Zozo Championship.
So, baby.
Gave the people what they want.
Yeah. See, like, we need more of that in golf. Maybe these pros just need to have more fun. I mean, but a lot of them are just so super focused during the tournament. When I was at the U.S. Open, anybody heckling anybody, like, no, none of the pros even really entertained that, because obviously it's the U.S. Open. They're trying to be super serious. I told Cam Smith, I told him to do it for the long-haired guys, and he didn't even look over at me. So
what?
Damn.
Yeah, I felt like kind of like, damn, bro. Not even like a deuce or something, like low-key. Like,
right.
But, you know, it's fine. I understand it's the biggest, most important tournament, one of them anyway. So I just chalked it up as he's focused, but
and not all of them can be that cool, you know.
That was nice of you to let him off the hook there, Bowski. That's big of you.
Because I'd write him off. I'd never, I'd hate him forever. Yeah.
If it was the waste management, he's getting written off. But it's definitely the U.S. Open, so I'm like, all right, he's trying to win a major, and he was like in contention for a while. So you know.
Do you think there are golfers that don't have fun at the waste management, or do you think those guys just don't even go?
The boomer guys?
Yeah.
Like, God, like, damn it. How am I supposed to putt with this going on?
Yeah. Do you think there are any of those actually playing, or do you think those guys just say fuck it that weekend and don't go?
Or do you think those guys are just like, they go because they're like, oh man, back in my day, this never would have happened, but this is kind of cool, dude.
The funny thing about golf, though, is you can find you can easily find 25-year-old that feels that way in golf. Like, people just love to preserve that shtick, you know.
Yeah, they want to make their boomer dad proud by not letting him down, by keeping their boomer values alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fuck that.
So do they stay away, or do they go for the hate? Do they go because they hate it so much they just love
to imagine it? They go to hate it. They go to let people know, like, hey, this isn't okay, guys. We got to be a little off bit balls more all day.
Imagine like stepping off the ball on 16 and being like, quiet down.
Guys, trying to play fucking golf here.
Dude, remember that was like one of the most iconic moments ever, is when like Ricky went to go putt and everybody started getting quiet and he's like, nah, come on now.
Yeah. Imagine doing the opposite of that.
Yeah. Calling a rules official over.
Like, yeah. Having his caddy yell at the people, like single them out. You
kick him out. Yeah. You out of here. Get him out of here.
It's got to be tough to get kicked off the 16th.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to probably be real, like, throw drunk up
or pass out. Those might be the only criteria. Like, throw up in the open on people or pass out.
I'm sure some people are sneaking throw ups in like a corner.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely sneak a few. Yeah. I'd bring a bag out there, you know?
Yeah.
Something.
Dude, those porta potties are just filled with probably puke.
Oh, definitely. They should just have two separate ones, you know?
Yeah.
The porta potties and the puke potties.
And the hard reset station. Oh, my God, dude. But the parties must go pretty ham out there, too.
Yeah, today must be a tough day.
Or maybe they don't even, like, they just get home after a long night, day of down on the course, and then you get home and you're like, I'm fucking dead, dude. Good night. Mm-hmm. At six.
Yeah, I think you'd have to plan that trip perfectly. Probably talk to somebody who's been and knows exactly how to do it, or like a Scottsdale native, and say, what's the play here? You know, what's nights do I skip? What do I have to do to get the most out of it?
Yeah, because a lot of people go and they go for a day or two and play golf, and I feel like that's kind of low-key what I would want to do. I'd want to go out and play too, because then you get the guys at the course that are out there playing that week, and they're all dudes that are also going to the tournament, so it's, you know, that vibes. The course is probably vibing and people are having a good time that week. So
Well, I kind of want to do a mixture. Yeah, we'll do it with the Super Bowl too. Maybe grab some Super Bowl tickets. No big deal.
Easy.
Yeah, for an average $6,100 a pop.
Do we know anybody that can get Super Bowl tickets?
Yeah, that Super Bowl was quite something. You, your guy won, Sonny. You're a cool guy.
My huge Stafford guy.
Yeah.
Huge. And I didn't mind, like, because I felt like I would have liked to see the Bengals win, because they're the Bengals. And, you know, they've always just been like the worst, with the worst coach in the NFL somehow, who just stuck around for so fucking long. But Stafford is just the guy. I mean, you see him, he's been getting hurt his whole career for Detroit, just getting left out to dry. The two best wide receiver seasons ever were Megatron for the Lions with Stafford, and Cooper Kupp on the Rams with Stafford. So
it just goes to prove that he's the fucking man, and he wasted so much of his career in Detroit, and then Megatron bailed on him.
Yeah, that's tough.
At least he got one, you know.
Oh, 100%. I'm glad to see it. Even though, like, straight up, I'm not a huge sports guy anymore, and I used to be a die-hard sports fanatic. Like, I'm talking, like, DraftKings, Bovada, all the stats, all the leagues, whatever game's on, I'm watching it. And then once COVID happened and then they started having games with no fans, I just started realizing how fucking weird it was. It's just like watching a bunch of dudes play a scrimmage. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is hockey playoffs. There's no fans. This looks like a fucking preseason game. Yeah. But this is supposed to be for the Stanley Cup. I'm like, this just doesn't do it for me. And you realize how much the fans are so important to the game that, like, without them, it's really you're just watching a couple guys play basketball or hockey or football. And without the fans, like, imagine this. So imagine all the athletes only made like 50 grand a year to be a pro athlete. Like, would anybody give one fuck about sports at all?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
You're saying, like, are we watching because they're rich?
Okay, so now let me tell you this. ESPN was bought by Disney, an entertainment company, right? Mm-hmm. So
I like Disney where this is going.
Me too. ESPN. Me too. Let's get deep into this.
And isn't it fucking crazy that because they bought ESPN went from knowing like 95% sports plays and people talking about them to showing like a top 10 with all of the most relevant news stories about players for the last 50 minutes. So like, oh, LeBron James did X, Y, and Z, and he feels this way about, you know, mass and whatever. And he feels, you know, all these players just spin their own, like, agendas following this thing. And instead of showing the plays in the game, they're talking about all of these players' beliefs and who got a DUI and fucking the coach's son ran over somebody. Like, stuff that's not important. And it really takes away from the game. And then you throw the COVID thing in where there's no fans. I'm like, this just seems like maybe we were coaxed into this brainwashing of worshiping athletes in sports. And that's just another form of a way that they can, like, you know,
control us, baby.
Yeah. Control us, baby.
Keep those muzzles on. Yeah. ESPN's like TMZ now.
That's exactly what I told my friend yesterday. It's not about sports. It's just about, like, the fucking National Enquirer of athletes now. And it's fucking, it's weird. And after that, dude, I honestly don't even know, like, what sports are in season right now. I used to watch ESPN every single night before I went to bed. And I'm like, I can't take it anymore, dude. It's just such garbage that I don't even want to be part of it. And it's kind of fucking weird to me, bro. I'm not even going to lie. Grown ass dudes wearing another dude's last name on their back is kind of fucking weird if you really
there's an age where that becomes a little weird for me too. It's like,
yeah,
it was fun to root for sports when they were older than me, but when you get older than them,
right,
that's all you have to hold on to, like, in life is like your sports teams, then, you know, just get out there, man. You know, just get out and see the world a little.
Like, how many people, like, buy these jerseys, support these teams, and it's like their whole personality trait. Like, oh, I'm a Rams fan. Like, oh, this is our year. We did it. Didn't shit, bro. You bought the jersey. You supported the team, which is cool. But because you held your remote in your left hand and you scratched your nuts with your right hand when they made the field goal, you really didn't do nothing, bro.
Let them have it, Bowski.
Yeah.
You know? Let them hear it.
If you like sports, Bowski does not like you.
No, that's not true. Bowski loves everybody. But straight up though, sports, I feel like for me, I'm just not really, I'd rather go play, honestly, now. Like, I'd rather be golfing than watching 100 football games. And football has become so fucking whack, bro. They don't let anybody hit anybody anymore. Every big play comes down to a fucking penalty call. All the exciting plays get called back for some holding. Like, either let the boys play or get the fuck out of here. That's a whole nother, like, saga. I'm like, do they make these penalty calls? Because they're like, well, how much money is on it in Vegas on this side or on this side? Well, oh, that was definitely holding. Okay, call it back.
It's all rigged.
You know? Like, and how do they get so goddamn close with the over-unders and with the spreads?
That is crazy, man. How do they?
It just does not mathematically compute. And I know that because I've bet on so many games I've, you know, done DraftKings, I've done all this stuff, done the research, and it's like almost like you have to be on the inside to know what's going to go down.
Yeah,
it's
weird. I don't do a lot of betting, but every time we do talk about doing like parlays and stuff, the over under, I'm not the over under, the spread is always just so spot on. Mm-hmm. Like, it's how does that half point need to be there so often?
Oh, yeah, they call blows that the my hook, mind. It gets you hooked every time, bro.
And I know that like math, like there are formulas for stuff, but an algorithm to get that would have to be so in depth. I mean, there's no way you could calculate how a game would turn out.
I mean, I don't know. You'd think, right? You'd think, but maybe if they could just control the game.
Vegas and the refs.
Okay, so this is what got me tripping is I'm like, okay, so Disney, an entertainment company.
I like this Disney thing. I'm going to read more into this conspiracy because it's a deep one for sure.
What if Disney was just paying these actors to mm-hmm. go out and play a game to achieve a result? You know, who knows, bro?
Yeah, like princesses, like
essentially George Soros crisis actors is what you're saying.
But like, but then there's so many situations where that like also you think can't really be a thing. Like for instance, like hockey, I feel like is one of the only true games. I mean, I still love watching hockey because it's hockey, dude. They don't have a bunch of breaks for bullshit. It's, you know, a lot of the time hockey, I feel like, doesn't come down to like the calls or refs or something like that. And then you
hockey's
have, like,
also not on ESPN.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Dude, mm-hmm.
Now we're getting deep, bro. So deep. Whoa.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is deep. Whoa. I just got the chills.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hockey could be on ESPN now. I'm not sure. Oh, I don't watch it, but it wasn't for a long time.
They're 100% taking down this pod. They're not going to let it, you know. This
I know. When you started talking about it, you started to break up a little, and I was like, wow, here it comes. Censoring him. Disney probably owns Zoom.
Yeah, they're probably
the
like,
NHL is back on ESPN.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. So they're back in. Since...
All right. So if we start seeing a million penalty calls and, like, a bunch of bullshit happening in hockey, we know what happened.
Who won it last year? Vegas?
No.
I don't watch hockey, so. I thought Vegas like came in and won it their first year or something.
They almost did. Yeah, I'm a Vegas fan. That's where I'm originally from. It was pretty sick, dude. And it kind of sucks that I'm jaded about sports now because I love sports for so long. When Vegas became a team, I was a super big hockey fan. I like the Red Wings because my family's from Michigan. And once Vegas got a team, I'm like, dude, bet they're my team. Like, I've wanted a team there my whole life. And the first game that they had was actually after that mass shooting, dude. It was like the worst thing that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, arguably American history, and definitely for Las Vegas. And after it was like a week or two after that is when the first Golden Knights game at T-Mobile ever happened. My friend hit me up and was like, I got two tickets, let's go. And fuck yeah, I flew out and we went to that game. It was like the most electrifying experience I've ever had in my life. I was sitting there and they did like this whole thing for the first responders, like walked out with like players. And then like the captain of the team gave this epic speech. Like, dude, I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Did you cry?
He like,
he's about to,
dude,
right now.
Hell yeah,
did you cry at all during it?
I'm here,
dude,
for it.
There was not a dry eye in that arena, bro. It was insane.
Love
like,
it.
Dude, he came out and it's a cool story because the guy, Derek Anglin, he used to play on the Las Vegas, farm team, the Wranglers, which is like our ECHL five fights a game hockey team in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
And he used to be on that team and he was like one of the best like fighters and shit. And then like he came out and he's like, yo, I'm not, we're here for you, basically. In his speech, he's like, I'm not from Vegas, but I met my wife here, I have my children here, this is the place that we call home, and like we're here for you, and like we're going to get through this together. And dude, after that, then they came out and scored four goals in the first period on the other team. And the place was fucking jacked, bro. The whole arena was rocking. And it was just an awesome, probably one of the coolest experiences in my life. So I really hope that I'm just like super wrong about this whole sports thing. But honestly, I feel like there's a lot more valuable ways that people could spend their lives, like paying attention to stuff or doing something more important than sitting on the couch.
Yeah, like playing golf.
Yeah, no, Sonny and I definitely experienced that too. Like COVID kind of cashed sports right out for us.
I didn't miss a football game in the last 10 years. Red Zone every Sunday, sat down from 1 o'clock until like 10. DraftKings the whole time. Like I watched the Red Sox for years. And then COVID happened and I just watched a few quiet games where they were like pumping in fan sound with no fans. Yeah. And I was like, this is just, how do they even get up for that? Like I just lost.
Yeah.
I lost it. And I haven't, even this year with fans back, yesterday was the first football game I watched the whole thing start to finish. And I just, even a lot of it, I just had it up in the background, like while I was doing other stuff.
Yeah. Reading tweets.
Yeah. Big Twitter guy.
I'm glad I'm not alone. Cause like, it honestly felt like unplugging from the fucking Matrix. I'm like, all right, cool. That was an entire thing that ate up so much of my time. And like, I cared about all that shit so much. And unplugging from that, I feel like I really got a lot more like out of my life. Honestly, maybe that's what it's designed to do, is to get people to sit on the fucking couch and watch all of their fucking advertisements that they pump into your face, because football is 8 million timeouts.
Right.
Yeah. Do you guys, any commercials catch your eye last night? Either of you? Were you watching or?
I didn't watch any of the game.
I don't like commercials, but I thought that the Jim Carrey bringing back the cable guy, you know, anytime you see the cable guy come back.
I saw a couple of bringbacks. There was the Austin Powers.
Austin Powers had one. The Sopranos had one.
Yeah.
Larry David doing a crypto commercial. Anytime you get Larry doing anything, always good.
The crypto commercials were big. They had LeBron did one too, like talking to his younger self.
Yeah, LeBron sucking his teenage dick off. Yep, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I posted a LeBron thing yesterday and I got ripped, so I had to take it down.
What a humble
guy. I don't even like LeBron. I mean, Chubba will tell you, I've been a LeBron hater since forever. But I don't think about him as anything other than just a basketball player that's good and not on my team. And he's a baby, a crybaby. I don't care what these guys do outside of their sports. I don't care about politics at all. And then I just, every comment was political, to the point where I took it down. And then on my next post, people were like, what happened to the LeBron post? And I was like, I took it down because all you guys were talking about politics on a golf meme. Like, that's what happened.
But what about what's going on in China?
I mean, yeah, I don't even know. I didn't even want to Google it because I was like, I don't want to know. I don't even want to know what they're talking about. So I have to like pick a side and try to, you know, like, I don't care. Sorry that happened, bro. Yeah, it's all right. It's part of the game, you know.
Yeah.
You got to come back from it. You just got to try not to let it ruin your night.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Because a lot of times I'll like start typing to respond and then I'll be like, I don't care enough to,
delete this.
And plus, like sometimes when, and I know like it's literally the only time in my life that I ever get hotheaded is when people are coming at me on something that I didn't even try to start. They just like start shit. And like I can actually feel like blood rush to my head. Like, like I get red. Like it's the only time I ever get any kind of feel of like, and I wouldn't even call it anger. Maybe I would call it anger. Maybe that's the only time I've ever felt it. And I don't really know what it feels like, but like I feel like the Hulk when it starts happening. When people start like commenting shit about something totally different, like trying to think that because, like, people were literally commenting on this post, like, I have a Lakers jersey with Rittenhouse on the back. And, like, the meme was Jesus. LeBron dancing at the Super Bowl, and it said, when you watch your buddy make a long putt on 18 from the patio. I mean,
what the fuck?
And then I don't want to be the guy that's like censoring people's comments and deleting but like sometimes you have to. And I just got rid of the post and I was like, fuck it. And then when somebody went on to the next post and said, what happened to it? Cause you know, I thought he was like, cause you know what, now your followers know where you stand. And I think most of your followers will agree with this. Let's go, Brandon. And I was like, I'm blocking you. I fucking blocked that guy. Watch that follower count go down by one. People telling me I have fake followers on these, like they're getting so like into these comments and I'm just like, I can't do the comment section. I can't. I did for a long time. I did for a long time because only like people that fucked with the page followed me. But once you get like more followers, then the other ones come out and then it's just like too much. I'm not here for the hate, man. I'm just trying to foster a fun community. I'm not trying to talk about politics on a golf page at all, ever. Ever.
Yeah. It's funny though, like I haven't really had anybody come out on any of my posts like straight up hater mode. Like a lot of people tell me I have an ugly swing, but I can handle that. Like it's funny though. I posted this video of me that I used the sound clip from actually it was a Joaquin Niemann drive that he just absolutely piped. And then that was that one. It's like, you got that one, Byron, on my page. And I edited the sound in, and I even posted in the story, like, look it, this is easy to fake, be fake news, dude, check it out. And so many people commenting on that post were like, this one guy was like, oh yeah, LOL, sick shot, dude. You didn't even carry the bunker. And I was like, actually carried the longest bunker and I made bogey. So fuck you.
Yeah, it's you can't something get like that. That's I always have to like tell myself not to go down that road because people always like to comment like I'm probably a piece of shit and a terrible golfer and like can't break 90 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm a scratch golfer, man.
Yeah,
like,
yes,
you
I can
see my swing. Like
you want to
like,
play? You want to play?
Yeah, like I just can't do that every day. It's too much. So I just take it. I let them. And I say, I hope your day gets better, man. Like, I hope your day gets a little better. Yeah.
If you kill them with kindness, bro, it makes people feel so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, dude, you're right. I am trash. I'm a garbage golfer, but you know, it's all right.
Yeah. And plus, when you do kill them with kindness, especially when you're obviously killing them with kindness, it's a real shot. And I hope that they feel it, you know, because even and then sometimes they're bad. They're like mean again. And then you hit them again with some kindness and they must just have to be like, what can I say to make this person mad? And just like typing away on their phone.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, I know exactly what you mean with that, because I was driving, accidentally cut this guy off. I felt so bad. And then he like whips around me and then I'm like, oh, here it comes. And then he like looks out the window and just gives me a fucking thumbs down.
That's so good.
It hurt 100 times more than the middle finger, bro. Yeah. I thought he was going to be all angry, like, fuck you, bro. Yeah. But it was just
not mad. Just head with a thumbs not down. Mad. He's not mad. He's just disappointed there.
Yeah.
That's honestly strange. Hurt hella harder, bro.
Yeah. I got into it remember we were talking about Jordan Spieth at Pebble the other day over the cliff. And you had posted something about it, Sonny, and I said something about how it wasn't like that bad. Mm-hmm. And then I think you saw this, but some guy was like, yeah, I don't know, Chubba. If you've played Pebble like I have, you would know that that cliff is pretty big. And I was like, I gave him like the, oh, damn, dude, have you really? And then he got into like, he like legit mansplained to me how Pebble works and went through his round and was like, yeah, it was pretty fun. I was like,
and
dude,
dad paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. I was making fun of you. I wasn't asking for a recap of your time at Pebble, dude.
I took a shot at him too, and then he just came back like nobody took shots at him.
Right. That's what I mean. He continued the conversation like I wanted to hear about his round at Pebble.
I was like, dude, I think I was like, oh, nice subtle flex, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, the comment section is a crazy place.
It is, dude. You get all these dudes in there. And it's just so funny sometimes to see what their comment is and you click on their page. And of course, it's always private 95% of the time. And then you just like look at the little tiny picture and you're like trying to zoom in and like that fucking nerd, dude. What a loser.
Yeah. And I can almost always expect it to be somebody who has, you know, not that a follower count matters at all. It's the following count that, you know, if somebody's following a ton of pages. They're trolls. They love to comment. You know, if they follow 5,000 and they have 7 followers, like they're just commenting on every post all day long.
100%.
They're out there.
I do really like commenting. I comment on a lot of shit too. Like I throw comments up a lot. I feel like more people honestly should, because I think it starts a conversation, you know, between people. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to connect. And I feel like a lot of people might like really fuck with a video or a song or some video or some skit or something funny, and they'll send it to their friends, but they won't even like the post or like won't even engage with it. And it's kind of sucks. Like, you know, that's how we get like validation as creators. But in the same time, it's like, dude, so many more people could be really appreciating your shit that you don't even know about. And a lot of good friends that I've made and a lot of people that I know now stemmed from me like commenting on their video or being like, dude, this looks tight. We should go play golf. Or, you know, I've made a lot of connections that way. And I feel like most people don't throw comments on there because they don't want to like contribute anything. They just want to, you know, like stuff and move on. But I feel like engaging and connecting with the community, especially like if you're like, for me, like local people, I love that. And trying to just link up the community. I think more people should throw comments on there. Fuck it, dude.
Yeah, good comments. That's the problem. The people that comment are bad people. Right. Like exactly. Most of the people that comment are just bad people. Like, and then there's the funny people. Like, I love, like, it happened with me and Basky the other day. I commented something and then he, you know, went to comment it and I had already commented it. So he commented on mine. I love going to like big meme posts and being like, I'm going to see if anybody commented my comment already. That's the first thing I do when I go to the comment section, because I'm like, who thinks like me? I want to go like their comments. And if I don't see it, I'll comment it. I love funny comments. I mean, it's a great place on posts that aren't like political or like there's no angle. If there's no angle to like really get into a deep fight,
there's no agenda.
Then I love the comment section.
Sharing the post, Bowski, and not commenting or liking is kind of like going to a stand-up comedy show and then not laughing there, but then going home and taking the joke and telling your friends to try to get a laugh then. Like, come on, that's at least leave something for us.
Yeah,
that is so true.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, bro. Or they like will go and tell their friends how it was the most hilarious show ever, you know?
Right. I didn't laugh there, but man, was it good. Here's a joke. I'll tell you now.
But that's what makes the community like go around. So fucking comment on shit. Unless you got some bullshit to say, then keep it to yourself. But like, let's build each other up. I feel like 2022 should be a huge year for growth for everybody. Definitely not on Instagram, more like growth personally, like accomplish your goals. What do you
on Instagram too?
I mean, if you have Instagram goals, then accomplish those too. But but if you you know, if you've been waiting your entire life to lose that 15 pounds, then do it. If you've been fucking wanting to try fucking horseback riding your whole life, today could be the day. Go do it right now. Whatever your aspirations are, what are you waiting for, bro?
I have always wanted to ride a horse.
Get in the saddle. Get in the saddle.
Do it.
What's your year?
What are you waiting for? You could do it today. You could look up horseback rides in the snow.
It's 15 degrees with a foot of snow on the ground. I can imagine. Yeah. Today's the day.
Dude, it's going to be 85 here today.
Ugh. It was 65 2 days ago. Yesterday it snowed from the time I woke up to the time I went to bed. And after that, it's 20 degrees. It's...
Like, is there snow sports? Do you guys do any snow things?
Rhode Island is completely flat, so, and it doesn't get cold enough for ice to get like thick enough to like skate on most years. Might get like a week of good ice, but for the most part, it's just like days sometimes are like around 40 and sunny.
There's no snowmobile trails?
Probably, but no one's got snow. Actually, half of the state is like the woods. I've never been on a snowmobile either.
Oh, wow.
Why do you live there, bro?
I don't know, man. I just born here.
Yeah,
they just made me here, and that's been it.
I do some skiing. I do a little cross-country skiing and some pond hockey, but it's still, I don't know, it's still like, those are fun, but it's still like, man, this isn't golf, and it's not hot out.
Yeah.
You know,
type of it's activity. Tough,
cold. And I'm wearing 50 layers.
Right. Which I don't mind. Like, I don't mind. Once you're layered up and out there, like, I'm fine, but it's the, like... It's the times that you're not going out for like a sick fun activity where it's like you're just in your boxers and you have to go grab something from the garage and then have to throw 20 layers on, then get back inside and take them all off. That's the annoying part for me.
You never like run as fast as you can and just.
I do very often, but it's uncomfortable and it's cold. You know, just wrap a blanket around my naked body and go get whatever I left in my truck, something like that. But
oh man.
Yeah, it's crazy how good I felt a few days ago when it was 65 degrees. Like,
oh my
God, just felt like a new man.
Yeah.
And then back into the last night, just back into the bottle of whiskey, just make it, man. Like, sitting alone watching the Super Bowl on my computer. Like,
Damn, bro. Imagine if like you live somewhere where you could do things like that you like all year round. You nuts, right?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, have to make that happen. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic there, though.
Yeah. There is a lot of traffic here. I feel like maybe we just got to pick a place and make it sick. Like maybe we got to go somewhere that it's not like expensive. Got to go somewhere probably in the Midwest.
If you build it, they will come.
We'll fly over state. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do to whatever location we find what Rogan did to Austin, where he was just like, I'm going to pick a new spot and try to make it cool there. We'll do that with some other flyover state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And what if we just went there, bought a bunch of cheap ass land, built a sick ass course, and then started building houses around it. Mm-hmm. And it's like a private club community.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what we need to do? Just drop an NFT and then use the funds to build
Bang.
It. Somebody did that. Links DAO, right? They Links DAO sold an NFT to buy a golf course and make it whatever they wanted to make it. And an NFT is a membership to that course.
I got to get off this chat and get working then.
kids got to sell some mattresses.
No, I'm talking about get working on the NFT project, bro. Oh,
yeah.
I want to buy a fucking golf course and make it sick for the homies.
Yeah.
Like, I want to buy out.
They're making a ton of money from that. But still, it's just such a, the thing is like, that would just
you
add,
gotta do it.
While it sounds amazing, think of the stress if you owned a golf course. Like I owned a dry cleaners and tailor shop for a couple of years, and it's just like I was losing hair, and it's like tough, man. Jesus, when you, as soon as you have a ton of overhead in a business with stuff that's breaking down, and like it just it just adds a lot to your life that you don't need. So you got to get people to.
Do you think it could be different if it was a passion project, like something maybe like a cool golf course by cool golfers type of thing?
Yeah, it could be different. Yeah, it's not like I didn't really love the dry cleaning business.
Yeah,
but I wasn't passionate about it.
You were passionate about it. Oh my god! But yeah, I feel like those businesses also could be pretty small, where you'd only have like either you know one or two or a few employees. But like a golf course, you'd have like a whole team to like. Dude, this shit like you definitely have a pro shop guy and a maintenance crew and greenskeepers.
Cart boys.
Dude, I would be the sickest marshal ever, bro. You guys aren't turning up hard enough, baby. Come on now. And be like, and you boys are a little too turned. I'm gonna need you to start picking up the pace. You know,
man.
You don't want nobody just, wants a 5 hour round. Let's go, baby.
I just have the. I've always and ever since we talked about having this at camp, the mobile DJ. You know, like the decks on the back of a cart or something. Like, I just want to have that somehow, even if like at our tournament or at a golf course or something. Like, I want somebody to be riding around all day with massive speakers and like a DJ booth basically on wheels,
serving drinks.
Just like ripping music cart. So loud. And it's like when that cart gets to the groups near you, like it's time to turn up like a little extra.
Yeah, like you hear that thumping in the what is it, the foreground, the bat, you hear it coming from far away, like the ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know it's time to party.
We might, you know what? We're going to give them ice cream. We're going to keep ice cream on this too.
Yeah, vodka.
It's an adult ice cream and alcohol truck.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that needs to
happen.
That
sounds like what dreams are made of, bro.
I know. We got good ideas. We just need a couple of billionaires to back us up, you know?
Yeah,
we've come up with more $1 trillion ideas on this podcast that if anybody, they're probably getting stolen as we speak. Somebody probably found us, like some venture capitalist, and is like, I found these two guys that they're just a tiny little, not even a golf podcast.
They give all their ideas away for free.
They don't even know how much their ideas are worth. No, we know. We don't act on them.
You're like, well, that was a cool thought. All right, next idea.
Yeah.
I feel like we'll have a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, we'll get one soon. Like,
One'll take off. One'll hit.
Oh, yeah.
We already got a couple on this one, dude. I like that follow around, like, bark party car ice cream truck situation.
Yeah, that'll that be at the tournament. We'll make that happen at the tournaments. We have, just got to find a course that lets us have a DJ. So, Bowski, if you have an LA course that's going to let us have a DJ out there all day blasting music, I mean,
LA
book
sucks,
it up.
Bro. We're not going to LA.
All right, not LA. Wherever you want. Well, you thought I was from Virginia.
Wait,
I think LA was close enough.
Hold on. You don't live in LA?
No, I live in LA.
Where do you live? No, Riverside? Bro. What do you live in? Riverside?
How far north of LA? Riverside
County, baby. I'm east of LA.
How far? Oh, you're east? IE? You're the Inland Empire?
Boys. Yeah, baby.
Fucking Young Riverside, IE. Dude.
Riverside, dog.
But... Do you live in San Bernardino or something?
No. Not that fucking east, baby. We live over here. It's an up-and-coming community, baby. Menifee. There's a lot of great golf out here. I feel like Menifee Lakes would be a great place to host a tournament kind of like that. But I feel like I got to crack down on some of these stuffier courses around here. Everything pretty coastal or, like, on the verge of affordability out there is, like, I mean, like, what do you guys even pay for a round of golf out there? Mm-hmm. A mids, like, round out there.
A mids round, like in the prime time or like afternoon? I would say 50 to 70.
Yeah.
Okay. For a mids course. It's about pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, best course, like, smaller... is like maybe 140.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, 140. I mean, they got some like $200 stuff out here for sure, but in Torrey, I don't even know how much that is. Pebble Beach is hella expensive.
Well, I mean, we're not, I'm talking. I think the ones that cost 140 here are not quite as good as the ones that probably cost. I'd rather play the 200 in you know, on the California coast than the the 140 up in wherever.
Virginia. But we could definitely, I mean, dude, I already know like a few courses that would let us have that DJ scenario out here.
Yeah, so we got to hit the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. You got to, dude.
We also have to show Bowski a map to show us where we're really from, because I feel like he doesn't know New England very well.
No, I feel really like he doesn't know anything outside of Vegas. Like, east of Vegas, I feel like, is one state to him.
Like, do you know how, Bowski, do you know how far me and Chuba are from each other?
8 hours?
No. About three, dude, 8 hours. 320. Dude,
he went to North Carolina last year and was like, how far is that drive from you?
Yeah, oh, we'll, like, be right down. Know.
15 hours, dude. Yeah, we have to drive down the entire coast. Like in my backyard, you know.
How far is it from the top to the bottom of California?
It's about as far from here to North Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll take you like 12 hours probably from where I'm at to the top.
Damn. Wait, so you're south? You're in the south.
Yeah,
he lives in LA.
How far are you from? So like, I don't know, California.
Like, all right. So San Diego's like at the bottom. Basically,
I've been to Palm Springs. Okay, is that the very bottom?
Like an hour. I'm like an hour and 10-20 minutes from Palm Springs.
A lot of nice courses out there,
dude. Absolute gas. I just went on a trip out there with my fucking Live Laugh Chunk boys, and dude, it was 3 days of nothing but golf, talking about golf, thinking about golf, and being about golf. It was fucking what I would describe as just bliss.
Yeah, that is bliss. I'd go to Palm Springs again. It was just kind of like a golf mecca. Just dropped into, I got sun poisoning.
Yeah, it's very hot in Palm Springs.
Through my shirt. I don't even know how that works.
Don't go in summer, bro.
No, I went in September, but I also was like, why are they selling chapstick with like 15 SPF? And then like 2 days later, I was like, now I got it. My lips are, it's not even windy. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a little different out there.
It for sure is.
We get the humid too. They don't, it's not humid there. It's just like I think you just sweat and then it just evaporates. Here you just are soaked.
Yeah.
Chuba, you'd like it out there.
Yeah. It's a dry heat, baby. But dude, the courses out there are absolutely fucking bonkers. We play PGA West, the tournament course, and
I played there too.
Oh my god, everywhere you hit the fucking ball was like luscious, even in the rough. I'm like, this rough is 100% nicer than most fairway. It's crazy.
I mean, I played in a tournament there, and I tripled the last two holes. You know, the par three over the water, and then the 18 with the water on the left.
Back-to-back, bro.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Did you put it in the water on both?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the last hole, I put it in the water twice in a row.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was so done with that round. That was the first. My dad was there with me. That was the first time that I ever smoked a cig in front of him.
Wow.
Dude, I was on like the 12th hole and it was going so bad. And I was like, I don't even give a fuck. And I had a pack of Newports. I had a pack of Newports in my bag and I took one out. I think there were hundreds too. It was so bad. And I took one out and I lit it up and he goes, "That's disgusting." And I was like, "I don't care." I was 19. I think I was 19.
Chap lips just peeling off.
Yeah. Just my body was like totally just red with welts from sun poisoning and just ripping Newports.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't ready for it. But would love to do it again. Bowski, you got to get to work over there?
No, dude, I'm chilling, bro.
Are you in the garage?
I'm, yeah, I'm just chilling right now.
The car's not on, right? We don't want you to.
No.
We don't need a carbon monoxide situation over there.
I was just in here being quiet. No, I was just in here being quiet because I had some people sleeping in the house. But
nice. Yeah. Party house.
But now that she's looking at me, can I help you? Okay, sick.
Are you getting Karen'd right now?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Wait, you're at your house?
Yeah.
I thought you were on. I thought you were driving to work this whole time.
Oh no, dude! I'm just chilling because my wife and our father-in-law is staying here. And
are you working? Are you working this morning, Bowski?
Yeah. I gotta leave in like an hour.
Nice.
We could probably just edit this out.
Nah, dude, we let it run.
Oh no, we're keeping this run, in for baby. Sure, dude. Yeah,
I was just chilling in the car, and they're like, "We want to go wash the car now." I'm like, "All right."
Should have let you wash it while you were in.
Yeah,
that'd be
really wet. Yeah.
But anyway,
I think we're coming up on an hour anyway, so
close. What time did we kick this off? Nah.
Probably a little after 10, right? It's 11:07.
Well,
yeah. Oh, okay,
bro.
Yeah, man, that flies.
Time flies.
It does. Yeah. I mean, we had some killer topics, bro. Like the whole, you know, covered waste, we covered whatever the Super Bowl was, and then
it was an easy one this week. We've been reaching for whatever we can find the last couple of weeks.
Didn't talk about food once today.
Yeah, that's crazy. What is your favorite food, Bowski?
Great question.
Dude, I'm torn between like. Damn, bro, I love Italian food, but I also really love sushi. Those are my two favorite cuisines for sure.
What's your role?
Dude, I'm more of a nigiri kind of guy or sashimi.
Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah. Rolls are like too. Dude, they designed that shit to be just like filling, and they designed that also to get more people into sushi, I feel like.
Right. Entry level stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you could try this, and there's a bunch of sauce all over it, and green onions, and like tempura crumbles, and it looks enticing, and they are delicious, but I'm more, I guess, of a sushi purist. I love, probably my favorite's octopus.
Mm-hmm. Octopus and, delicious.
Dude, so good, and dude, I could eat. They got a couple all-you-can-eat spots out here for sushi, and then I just go and order like 40 pieces of nigiri and party.
I don't even know what nigiri is. I know nothing about sushi. I would love to do like a go with somebody who knows sushi.
Come
and
with
just
me,
like
bro.
Try a plethora of them.
Dude, and then I take all the wasabi and dump it and then put like a little bit of soy sauce and make like this thick ass soy wasabi sauce.
You should read up on that, Bowski, because if you read up on that, you wouldn't do it again.
That's disrespectful.
Because I always say that somebody should sell that, you know, just put it in a food processor together, soy sauce and wasabi, and sell it as a sauce, and it would be amazing. But they don't like that.
They don't. Yeah, it's I mean, I guess, fuck it, dude. Whatever. Just do you. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah, no, because definitely.
You guys are really showing your...
I like nigiri, but I don't fuck with the traditional ways to marinate the pieces.
You guys are really showing your white privilege here. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God, dude. Stop making it political, baby. We're just like sushi.
Yeah,
it's good stuff. Nigiri and sashimi is when they just lay like a slab of raw on top of a ball of rice, right? What's the difference between sashimi? Sashimi
is just the fish, no rice.
Oh, cool.
Okay, yeah, I'd be into the nigiri, I think. And I'm not a big raw fish guy, but you know, I just don't see why. Cook it.
Well, but what about tuna?
I love tuna, but it's cooked.
Raw? No. You're talking about tuna in a can.
Yeah, right. Of course. It's cooked. Tuna salad.
The seared tuna or the poke bowl, just the raw little cubes.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't know. It's just, it just turns me off. It's not the tasting. It could be texture, but it's just like the fact that the thought of eating something that isn't, I'll eat anything literally. Like I'll sit down and I'll try every sushi on the planet. I don't care how raw, like I'd eat an insect if it was at like a street market. Like I will literally put anything in my mouth and try it once. But there's a difference between like enjoying something and eating something, and sushi, sure. Like sushi rolls, I enjoy them and it doesn't matter how raw or what's in them or what, but I think just a slab of raw fish might be a little different for me.
Have you had it though?
I've never had this, like the slab that he's talking about. Dude, I've never tried those sushis. I'll always get a roll.
So fire.
Like, dude, and also I don't even know what half the menu is. Like when I see a sushi roll, it's easy to. But once I get to like, I don't even know the next thing, like a chef roll or something. Like, I don't even know what that would look like if I ordered it or whatever else is on the menu other than just like sushi roll.
Yeah, we got to get you raw dogging, dude.
Yeah, I'd love to try it. And I love dipping stuff in soy sauce. Big soy guy. Yeah. And I like taking a big slab. I put wasabi stuff on like my turkey sandwiches.
Ooh, I like that.
I love wasabi. Yeah.
Look at you go.
Yeah. I'm a spicy guy. That's like the king of spicy because it doesn't hurt your mouth, but it opens you right up.
Right. Really gets that nose going.
Mm-hmm.
It cleans out.
How does it even do that?
I don't know.
Not be spicy to your mouth almost at all.
That's true. It's like the craziest thing because you eat it and you're like,
yeah.
And then that's it. And you're like, oh.
I love when you get a huge piece and it like builds up and then it's like, ah. I think that might be like smelling salt. We should get the smelling salt. We got to try that.
Oh, dude, I was bar backing one year, like after high school or something. And the sushi dudes were like mad chill. And, you know, they were like little pranksters and stuff. And I like wasabi as well. They knew that. And they were like, yo, you want to smell the wasabi? See if it's good. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I don't know what that means, but like, I love interacting with you bros. So I'll come over and do that. And they have like the massive bag of it when they get it going. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, just stick your head in there and take a smell. And it dropped me to the ground. Like it is a mean prank. It's like putting pepper spray in your face.
Damn.
So if you ever get asked, hey, do you want to smell the bag of wasabi?
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Do not do
know.
It.
Do they do real wasabi there? Cause I know a lot of places just do the horseradish with like something else.
I don't know. I never got to that question because I was crying on the ground for the rest of the day.
Damn, I probably would do it anyway, even after hearing your story. But dude, one of the times I literally laughed the hardest in my entire life, we were at a sushi place and it was an all-you-can-eat spot and we're all fat and sassy and about to wrap it up. And my friend goes to the bathroom. We're ordering green tea ice cream, which if you never had is absolute gas. And it looks exactly like wasabi. So we had a big ass glob that was probably like at least a little more than a spoonful, and my homie was in the bathroom, so I took the spoon and I scooped up all the wasabi and then I just laid it in there with the ice cream.
Yes.
And he came back and I was like, bro, I'm so fucking full, bro, you can eat my ice cream if you want. It just takes like the big spoonful and just and it was like just like scraping out his tongue, dude, like I almost threw up because I was laughing so hard. It was the best.
We gotta have a sushi date.
Is there anything better than when your bro goes to the bathroom at a restaurant and you prank his plate? I mean, that is just a tale as old as time.
It really is. One time a similar story happened to me. My friend bought the second hottest hot sauce that you could legally buy on the internet. And we ordered Halal Guys and we were playing DoorDash and playing some NHL, whatever. And then I was in the bathroom. I come back. I start eating my food. And then my two friends just started fucking like crying, laughing with each other. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden I could feel it. It just felt like a hot charcoal was like melting through my tongue. Like it wasn't even heat. It was just pain.
Yeah, I don't like that for a guy that likes. See, I wouldn't do the hot chip, the one chip challenge or whatever. I wouldn't do that.
I mean, whatever. You only live once. And
what's your price?
I don't know. I'm more worried about just like destroying my stomach. I got a bad stomach, you know. So I'm not really worried about feeling the pain in my mouth. But I heard that it really goes all the way through. I don't want the pain in my butthole after.
Right. That's tough.
That does always have to hurt. Do it, and that's the that might be the toughest part.
Oh yeah,
imagine that pain.
Would you do it for $10,000?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I would do it. I'd do it for. I would do it for $500.
Give me $100.
I wouldn't do it for free.
Why not, dude? Whatever. It's only gonna be hot for a while.
Yeah, I just don't want to end up in the hospital like my stomach. I'm right. telling you, I got a bad stomach. I had a tough night the other night. Almost passed out.
Oh no, what happened?
I don't know. I just have this. I have this thing where it wasn't even Taco Bell, man. I actually this time was weird. So I have this like, there's a nerve that something happens with, and like, I honestly didn't even have stomach pain this time, which was the first time it's happened. But I was just sitting on the toilet and I felt it coming on, where I just like get really sweaty and start to feel like I'm going to pass out. And then I got up and looked in the mirror and I was completely white. So I just laid on the ground and then I kind of like fell asleep, like to the point where I just had nothing in me. And then, you know, then I have to just lay there and wait till these like pains pass, you know, take a few shits.
Oh my God,
then,
bro.
Yeah. A couple times I passed out. Once I passed out from standing up and I hit my head. The other time I passed out and pissed my pants. When I woke up, nice. I had pee in my pants.
When was that?
The pee in my pants was like maybe 2 years ago.
Sick.
The first pass out from it was when I was like 20. Mm. So 12 years ago. So now Jesus, I know how to stay low to the ground now. You know, first thing I do is get on the ground. Like if I poop on the ground, then so be it. But I'd rather be on the ground than like pass out from standing up, you know?
Right.
It's like, you know, like you hit your head on the tub or something, you die. Like I don't want that. Just from a stomach ache, from a little belly. I also don't go to the doctor, so I probably should.
All right.
I don't want the scope. I don't want the scope. I don't want anything up my butt. I just don't. I'm scared of it. I've never been put under for anything before. I've never had any surgeries, like cavities. I just I'm too pure, man.
You're just raw dogging life out there, baby.
Yeah, like I always say, like, and I say this to my family, I'm like, if anything ever happens to me, don't worry. Like, I lived how I want to live. Like, if I die of natural causes at 35, so be it. Like, and it might happen. I might die of natural causes in the next couple of years, the way I live my life. Imagine just running out of time at 35. Just running out of time. Like, from 35, four and a half to 35, I'm just in my bed, like, don't have much left.
Just trying to
go to the hospital, though. Yeah. Just leave me. Yeah, no, I'm going to turn it around.
Hey, it's 2022 is the year.
Yeah,
it is. Get in the saddle, baby.
You said you're gonna turn it around. So go on that horseback ride you've always wanted to, and maybe eat some vegetables.
Well, I told Chubba I had been doing good. Remember, 2 weeks ago, I was like, I ate fruit every day for the last like 9 days or whatever. I'd been pooping every day, and then all of a sudden, I have the stomach issue. So maybe I have to get off the fruits.
Yeah, fruit though is still just sugar. I feel like vegetables is what you.
I was just trying. Yeah, I almost put some spinach in an omelet yesterday. Yeah, close.
Dude, spinach is fucking delicious, bro.
I know. I just couldn't find it, and I knew I had it somewhere, but I couldn't find it. I've been putting arugula on my sandwiches too.
Big dude, I'm a big arugula guy, bro.
Yeah, it's so good. Even on pizza, like with the
dude, they're making fun pizza. Of me. The Nation boys were making fun of me because my pizza, I literally ordered like everything.
Yeah, that pizza order that you had
from like the 50s, like before there was pepperoni or something.
Well, no, that pizza order you had was crazy, but then didn't it come out that Adam gets like corn on his or corn on his sushi or something like that?
On his corn on the poke bowl.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember hearing that clip from that.
But dude, like honestly, arugula on pizza is fire. That was one of the things that was on there, and I just love it and everything. It's a great leaf.
It's so like easy too, you know, to just like take it out of the bag and put it on a sandwich. It's just, it takes nothing to add that.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. What can I say? I take that. Dude, into account.
We're all lazy, bro.
When I was eating my burrito yesterday morning over the sink after I took like 10 minutes to make it, I was just like, why do I take the time to make food when I just eat it in 3 seconds? You know,
I
dirtied so many things to make a fucking omelet. And then I was eating it over the sink in 3 seconds.
Why do we do that? That's the thing though. Like I get
I don't
home
know,
from,
man.
Last night I ate a fucking leftover burrito over the sink last night. Why are we like this? What the fuck? And I got home and I'm like, I don't even feel like anything. I don't even care. And I was like, oh, there's just half a burrito here. And just started eating it over the sink.
I'm not going to heat it up. I'm not even going to enjoy it. I'm just going to give myself the substance.
Yeah, cold burrito, baby. And happy Super Bowl to me.
Go sports, baby. Go sports.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dog. Hell yeah. Do you want to say hi to my cat? Say hi.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Name? We have a name?
Right now, it's Bope.
Right now.
Yeah, I feel like that wasn't the case last time we talked.
No, her name used to be, it's evolved so many times. Huh. Like the name that we gave her right from when we got her was Rui, but then that quickly evolved into Rope. Mm. And then I don't know why we called her that, but it just kind of works. And now it's Bope.
What's next, though? I can't wait to hear what's next.
And then I got another one.
Back to the Ooey with the Booey. Yeah.
We still got Chubb, dude.
What's up, buddy? The cat pod today.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got hella cats.
I'm going to have to get
hella cats, baby.
Did you say that cat's name was Chubb, as in you named it after Chubba Watson?
I didn't name it after you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
That's funny because Chubba actually just got a new cat and his name's Bowski.
Bowski, yeah.
So
wow, that's sick.
Yeah. Well, it's named after a different Bowski, though.
It's more because he's chubby. So
yeah, right. Yeah, it was the same reason that I landed with that name.
We were just talking about that the other day. We were the three of us actually were on a FaceTime, and I said when I introduce people as Chubba, I feel like the person on the other side might think like it's an insult and we're assholes for calling him Chubba. But it's a self-made nickname on his part, so we just have to get over that.
Yeah.
It is tough. Know, like some I'll watch people sometimes try to say it and they're a little squeamish. And it's like, go ahead. Yeah. You can say it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Chubba. It's not because he's chubby. It's just
nickname. It's a play on words. You guys know the golfer Bubba Watson, right? It's
then they're Chubba. Like, oh yeah.
I don't know how
Bubba.
He doesn't follow you yet.
Yeah. I know, yeah, dude. I feel like he hates me.
We have to make that like a thing.
Yeah.
Dude,
Bubba follow Chubba.
Oh my God, bro. I got the video somewhere and I have to look back in the archives because this is just a great example of Bubba. But I was at the US Open and he, it was like the last hole that they were playing. He threw like a ball over to like the crowd, but he was throwing it to like there was a kid in the crowd and some straight up old ass fucking man grabs the ball and like is like, yeah. And then,
fuck yeah.
And then Bubba walked over to the kid and was like, you could tell he like looked at the guy and was like, damn, bro. All right. And then walks over to the kid and like, I think gave him his glove or another ball or something. Like definitely was like a class act about it and made sure that the kid got the attention. And then also in doing that, I'm sure that that guy felt like a complete idiot, bro.
Oh yeah. But if you have the balls to do that, then you probably don't give a fuck what people think about what you look like.
Yeah. Well, he might care now if I can pull up the tape, baby. Like, damn, this is your husband, Karen? Shit.
Oh, classic. Classic, classic.
I can't believe you would do that to his own son, you know? I'm just kidding.
Well, this has been a good one, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of
fun. Absolutely. It's
quite
a pleasure
a with the group having, chat boys.
Having Hung Bowski around. Maybe we should do it more often.
Yeah, maybe we send him a mic and get him in here a little bit more often.
Dude, I'm with it. Let's fucking run it, bro. We got to get you guys out on the West Coast so I can show you how we get fucking down.
Yeah, we do.
Or if you just want to, like, you know, avoid your 15 inches of snow and you know, sub-zero temps out there, you could come kick it. It's 82 degrees out right now, baby.
Yeah, all right. You gotta find a sponsor to fly us out. Every time a sponsor comes, that's one flight for us to get together.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we get
All right, well, come on in, come and join the Water's Fine boys. Sponsors, possibly you.
No, that's a good one.
Oh
Yeah. So everybody, if you don't know who Bowski is, you check him out on Instagram at Young Bowski, right? YUNGBOWSKI.
Yes, sir.
And
check me out. I do lots of golf shit, bro. I do all kinds of golf shit. We're all about changing the culture and making the game, you know, accessible for us and fun for us. And, you know, just trying to get more people involved. We're all from different walks of life and we're united by the game and we can do some magical shit together and have a lot of fun. So come party with your boy. Hit me up.
Perfect fit to the Technically Golf podcast. You know, it's technically golf, but
it's kind right, of, but it's our ESPN, way. Yeah. And ESPN, Disney conspiracy theories, like we can get all into kind of weird shit.
We can go any which way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If Disney could find a guy that could act as a sick golfer and just win every tournament, then they'd be making money, bruh.
True. I'm sure they're working on it.
Tiger Somebody was an industry is. Plant, bro.
Yeah, they were so pissed when Tiger fell off with his, you know, problems. But it's a talk for another day. Man. Could always do a Tiger talk.
We could save that, yeah.
All right, well, it's been a good one. We'll see y'all next week. And who knows, maybe we get Bowski back next week and the week after and the week after following, et cetera, et cetera, right?
Yeah, baby. Who knows? Let's fucking party, dude. Let's get it. When's and then we'll maybe next week I'll be back and we'll talk about when the next event is.
Yeah,
love it.
Who knows when the next event is? Golf is, you know, who knows? But anyway, we're coming over today. This is a long one.
Yeah,
but, you know, it was the biggest golf week of the year and the Super Bowl happened. So
there's a lot, you know.
A lot to
talk. People want to know what kind of sushi that I eat, so
of course, because everybody stays for the, you know, they come for the golf, but they stay for the food.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
dude. Amen to that. All right.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Yep. See you next time, boys.